flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play, and I've got something to say, yeah.
I work hard each and every day. I get lost in the words I say. I don't push pause, no, I push play. I won't stop till I make a change. I withdraw on the things I make. I turn flaws into flawless traits. I build tall, never cap in space.
I won't stop till I hear him say,
all right, thank you for joining in. This is great. I'm so excited. So I saw a video and read the story, and I wanted to talk about the virtual cashier. But before I do that, make sure that you like and subscribe and comment. I really love the comments. Appreciate the comments. That definitely helps the page to grow. So with this virtual cashier, there's a restaurant in New York that hires a virtual cashier from overseas to meet, you know, to greet customers, to interact with customers, and can take orders. Now, the restaurant already has an automated kiosk where you take orders. And I thought this was interesting because when we talk about the development of the metaverse, we talk about AI, is this the next step? So is this a stepping stone to from in-person or to like an automated kiosk, to now having an AI automated ordering system? So something that's more interactive to replace a cashier or to replace a human being or that engagement and interaction that you may have. So I thought this was interesting. So I pulled up, I've got two things to show everybody. One is the video. Well, one is the article and the other is the video. Here it is. So this is the New York Post article, and the restaurant is Sansan Ramen, and it's in Long Island City, Queens. And it says it's one of five restaurants that uses a remote hostess. And here's a picture of the hostess. And this person is based in the Philippines and is on a screen and greets customers as they come in to Sansan Ramen. And I thought this was really interesting. And it says when they check out at Sansan Ramen or Sansan Chicken, Sansan Ramen, or Yasso Kitchen with locations in Manhattan, Queens, and Jersey City, they'll still be prompted to add a tip of up to 18% on top of their bill. So says on a recent afternoon at Sansan Chicken in Long Island City, a reporter for the Post was greeted by Pi, a 33-year-old hostess who works from her living. I hope I'm saying that correctly. The cheerful remote worker said she is employed by a company called Happy Cashier. And she said, I want to look that up. And she said that she enjoys her work. So that's great. She enjoys her work. She declined to disclose how much she was paid, but said customers sometimes leave generous tips despite the fact that she's not actually there in person. And once she got $40 at Yasso Kitchen in Jersey City, she said. Adding that, she splits her tips with her manager and the kitchen staff at the restaurant. That's very interesting. So it says, we'll come back shortly. The hostess was busy elsewhere. And I think this, it says here, they enjoyed the novelty. This is very interesting. And that is what you think. She has a job. And yeah, I think it is interesting. But what prompts me diving deeper into this is that, do you think this is actually a, is this actually a gimmick, or is this something that's being done to cut expenses, or both? Now, so someone mentioned here, it says that you have the woman behind the screen controlling the POS system, but it's not crazy to believe that in the next 6 or 12 months, this could be an AI avatar doing all the same things. So I think that's very interesting. And they said that customers come in and they're surprised to find a virtual cashier. I would be too. And, you know, they say they think it's fun. It's very interesting. I think it's, you know, I think it's a good thing. Someone is getting a job that could be debated. I'm going to try to look up the workplace happy cashier to see if we can find anything. Obviously, there's no website for happy cashier. I was just trying to, I'm going a little bit off tangent now because I wanted to find out if we can find anything on happy cashier. And no, I was not. But there's other countries or other restaurants that are using this. And they said the Canadian Fast. Let me share this with you. I found another article just by trying to find the happy cashier company that was mentioned in the article. So I found this on Morning Brew, which is, I think is pretty great. But they mention here that a Canadian fast casual chain, Freshy, and I'm familiar with Freshy, came out that it's Nicaragua-based remote cashiers. So they had remote cashiers at Freshy, and they were making $3.75 an hour. And then it said it was a win-win for workers who greet the patrons from a screen. So it says that the Philippine-based employees could still be making more than the country's median wage. And one remote Sansan employee told the New York Post that they received tips splitting them into. So that's what we read before. So, you know, it's a good thing. Someone has a job. That is amazing. Also, you think about how technology works. Not only could you have someone across the globe working as a hostess, you could also have someone working in the U.S. as a hostess. And I also think it's interesting where we hear that there could be that leap from having an actual person to having a AI avatar. So instead of having a real person, you have a, and I've seen these, HeyGen makes these lifelike avatars where you can program what they say. However, you have an actual avatar that can talk. In other words, you got ChatGPT or GPT-4 on your phone that you can talk to, now you put a face around it. That would be amazing. Tied to having, also think about a robot. So, you know, to be able to interact even more. So I think it's interesting. The only, again, the big question I have, is this something, because it's definitely great for marketing, because we're talking about it right now. It's all over the place. And I'm sure people are interested in going to these restaurants just to see how this works. So I'm not sure if it's really a cost cutting or efficiency tool, or if it's a sort of a marketing kind of a gimmick to make things unique, to draw people in. That's still great, but maybe the novelty may wear off. There's still some questions around that. And that's not coming from a negative point of view. It's coming to understand where this, the thought process and where this fits in business. And then where can this move forward? Do you think we'll see this scaling? Do you think instead of at McDonald's, if you go to McDonald's, you see that they have the kiosks, everything is really self-serve. Is this going to be a way to add more engagement at a kiosk or at a restaurant? You go in, you have the self-serve, and then maybe you have someone there who you can talk to and ask questions with and engage with. You think about at Walmart, where you have the self-checkout, they've been scaling back from their self-checkout because of issues with theft. Do you have virtual individuals sitting there watching? So I think these are some questions that can be raised. But I want to show also this video, if I can get it to play, of what this actually looks like. So let me just click on this. Hopefully this pops up fast enough to get it to play for us. There it is.
Okay, over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And where are you located right now? Can I ask you? You're in Philippines. What do you recommend?
We have the M4.
The M4?
The Italian on regular and the British for the regular.
Everyone says do work.
That was everything live in action. So I thought that was very interesting to see. So love to see what your thoughts are. Is this the future? So are we going to see more of this outsourcing virtually in restaurants moving forward? And is this something you would like to have? You know, and one thing I was thinking about when I go to these kiosks or you go in the restaurant. So let's say I was giving an example, McDonald's. You don't see anyone. You see people lined up pushing the buttons, but everybody's in the back. And you just come in, you push your buttons. There's no interaction. There's no conversation. From a sales perspective with the person, of course, on the kiosk, they can ask you if you want the combo and they can try to upsell you on the kiosk, but there's not that personality there. So do you think this would cross that intersection with personality? Because if you go to the cashier, you have someone there in person, they can actually try to upsell you, get you an order of fries or add a drink or some ice cream or something to your order. So I'm really curious about that. Love to hear what you think.
I've been driving this train, years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play, and I've got something to say. Yeah,
I work hard each and every day. I get